Podtacular episode 298, Halo 4 Update, for July 5th, 2012. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Duststorm.
I'm your co-host, Daftlink.
And we're back from a little bit of a hiatus.
We have no one with us today.
No, no one with us.
G. Lewis is nowhere to be found again.
No, he's still working. Working for the hard money. There's a song
good,
about that.
Good for him, though.
Yeah.
You know, he's practicing a hard work and determination and perseverance. And,
We wish him the best of luck. Anyways, we've been out for a couple weeks, and we're going to go right back into it just because episode 300 is going to be live and on July 28th, so we gotta space these next two out. But for those of you who haven't heard, I think I mentioned this on the podcast. I haven't really put out any details about it, so this is the first time you're hearing this on the podcast. But episode 300 is very special for us because it will be on our 7th anniversary. And as you guys well know, 7 is a very important number when it comes to Halo. So what we're trying to do is get a lot of the original staff on. So a lot of the original podcasters, community leaders, website managers, and all that stuff. So people like Fumo Jive, Captain Crunk, Dialpex, JVB, all those guys. If you've been around Podtacular for a while, you probably know who they are. So we're trying to get them on the show and have just a good time on a live show. So we're actually going to do it live on Ustream, and that's actually going to be Saturday, July 28th at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So if you're by a computer, do stop by our Ustream page and listen to us live. We'll probably be going for about 2, maybe 3 hours, and maybe even longer if people are willing to stay that long. But you guys will not be disappointed. So it should be really good, though. Hopefully G. Lewis will be there to make that one, though. It would be nice to have him back for a change.
Indeed.
We miss you, G. Lewis. Hope you're still listening, at least.
Yeah.
All right, so we haven't had any significant news come out since E3. Everything has kind of died out since then, but we have had a few little tidbits come through. So today's show is probably going to be a little short, but we figured we'd go ahead and kind of give you guys some of the details, just in case you have been living under a rock and don't know about some of this stuff yet. So
in case you've been living under a rock and you haven't seen the Dark Knight Rises trailer yet.
Or that too.
What are you? I'm Gotham's Reckoning.
Indeed.
Oh.
All right, so where do we want to start? Let's start with the 8 gig install. So, yeah, apparently to get the full multiplayer experience, Halo 4 multiplayer will require an 8 gigabyte install. Now, that means if you have one of the 4 gigabyte models, you're going to either have to buy a hard drive or you're going to have to buy a USB drive that has at least 8 gigs on it.
Yeah, get with the time, seriously. I know, the thing is, when I first saw this news, I was like, I can't wait to see all the poor people / outdated. Poor people and or outdated people complain about this. Okay, it's like, I mean, that's just how it is. The technology is progressing. You need more memory. It's like, okay, complaining about this hard drive space thing, it's like, you know, my hard drive is only like so-and-so, and this is way too much. It's making the same argument of like, I mean, that's a complaining.
Well, the thing is, you can get a 16 gigabyte thumb drive for about, what, $20, $15 these days? It's not that expensive. Now, the Xbox hard drives are overpriced, in my opinion, but...
Well, what Microsoft product isn't overpriced?
Well, they were losing money on the Xbox when they first came out.
That was when they first came out, and like, there was no Halo, there was no, you know, anything.
So,
keep in mind.
So
it's like
they're sorry, go
20,
ahead.
$20 for a headset. I mean, what isn't overpriced?
True.
But I will say though, about this, like Actually, what I was saying though is kind of like, I got this analogy about it. It's basically the people of the older Xboxes and the older hard drives complaining that it takes up a bunch of space and they don't have the newer hard drive or bigger hard drive, whatever. That's like the same thing as like, I love my GameCube and I love playing GameCube games on it. Why is Nintendo making any more GameCube games? Why are they making these Wii games now? I gotta buy a Wii now to play the new Nintendo games. It's like the same thing. It's like times are moving on, technology's moving on. I mean, you gotta keep up with it if you want like the newest stuff.
Well, there are some people that don't have Live and primarily just buy the games for the single player experience. And at that point,
the numbers diminishing strongly, though.
So I guess for them, it's not going to matter too much. But if people are playing multiplayer, most likely they already have some kind of hard drive because they've gotten DLC at some point. And if that's not the case, then they probably have tons of thumb drives with DLC on them, and they just swap them out whenever they need to. So I don't see this being too much of an issue, unless you have one of the original Xbox 360s with the 20 gig hard drives, and it might become an issue for you.
Mm-hmm.
But 8 gig install, that's still a huge install for one game. And I'm assuming that's primarily going to be for Spartan Ops.
Mm-hmm. My theory on it is that, like, well, a lot of people were thinking maybe it'd be like HD textures and stuff like they have in Battlefield. Like in Battlefield 3, you gotta download this like HD texture pack or whatever. It's like, I think it's, isn't it like 1.5 gigs or something?
Well, big
like
the thing that? Is, it wasn't a download, it was just an install from disk.
Well, that's what I mean, install from the disk.
I mean, if they're gonna make people download 8 gigs worth of stuff, that's ridiculous. I'm assuming it's gonna be, you're gonna have two disks. One's gonna be the main game disk, and then this 8 gig install is gonna be on this other disk where you have to install the multiplayer aspect of it. Now, I don't see why you can't just have the campaign on one disc and then the multiplayer on the other disc. I don't see why you would have to require an 8 gig install. Why not give the people an option just to swap out discs?
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, you should be able to kind of segregate the two, I would think.
Give
people
it.
The option to, and like, see, this is how I think the smart way would be to do it. Have the campaign and other core features on one disk, and I'm assuming that this 8 gigabyte install is going to be like maybe the Spartan Ops missions. Say the 8 gigabytes is just a Spartan Ops missions. You can either choose to install it and not have to swap disks, or you can choose to swap disks and just have that one disk be Spartan Ops whenever you want it.
Yeah.
I think there should be an option whether to install or swap. And I would think.
What if it's so much like data that like that just isn't technically possible to swap? You know, I mean, the Xbox 360 is getting close to becoming outdated hardware. It kind of is in some regards. You know, it's just there's only so much they can do with this console at this point.
True, but that still doesn't restrict you from putting on a UI on an extra disk that shouldn't be too much more space. And just having the Spartan Ops functionality. Unless they're sharing like a gig of data each across it, maybe there's not enough space for it. But I still don't see how you can't just add functionality on there to just swap out disks. I mean, you see that done in games like Mass Effect, where once you go to one part of the universe or the galaxy, you have to swap out disks to play a different mission. So I don't see why they can't just do something like that. I don't know why they're having to make people do this 8 gig install.
Who knows?
So hopefully 343 will come out with more information on why we have to have an 8 gig install.
Well, I actually have a theory about this. I think all those 8 gigs, I think that there's like all the Spartan Ops content, like the whole season worth or the first season worth already on the disc. And so you're installing it all. And then
I think everything's going to be already pre-populated.
Every week, what we're going to download for the new Spartan Ops for that week is just like a little like kilobyte unlock access thing.
Right.
So we can access the content that we've installed. I mean, that's what I think it is.
Well, that's fine, but why not have just that unlock be like a marker, like we do with the unlock codes. Like, whenever you get one of the unlock codes for the armor and reach, it basically just downloads a 108 kilobyte file that's basically just a marker that says, okay, this content's enabled. You should be able to just do that with game content on another disk.
Well, so not have to install it?
Right. So, I don't know. It just seems a little ridiculous to have to require an 8-gig install.
I don't know. I just think it's because, like, you know, they're really pushing the limits of this console at this point. Like, this is some really, you know, the engine, the graphics.
But then like, make it optional, this game, like Battlefield did.
But it'll be even bigger than Battlefield. It'll be, you know, more technologically advanced than Battlefield, quite possibly.
Right. But you still should not have to require that much of a resource.
I don't think it's that much. 8 gigs really isn't that much. And if you don't have 8 gigs to spare, I mean, like I said earlier, I mean, you just have to get with the times. Like, it's unfortunate, but you have to. It's like, you know, same thing applies to, like, when they announce the next Xbox.
But you still have to have a reason for it.
You're angry that it didn't give us a reason?
Well, it's just funny figuring this out from the Xbox site and not figuring it out from 343 first.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe they didn't think people, like, make that much, you know, fuss about it.
I mean, I'm fine. I have a 250 gig hard drive in my Xbox.
Yeah, that's the point. So many people have the 250 gigs now, and that number is still growing. But
that's still ridiculous. I mean, yeah, it doesn't affect us that much, but that's still kind of a ridiculous requirement that you're gonna have to have an 8 gig install to play multiplayer.
I don't think it's ridiculous. They're giving us tons and tons of content. It's understandable.
I've never known a game to require an install, though, in order to play it.
But this game is just so huge. And just so, like...
But that still doesn't mean that you can just split it up and have two discs playable. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, yeah, technically it's not a problem for us, but it just doesn't make sense.
I'm just saying that it doesn't really bother me. You know? Just because I have the hard drive space. Many people do have the hard drive space. If you don't, you just kind of got to get with the times. It's almost as if, like, you know, new consoles coming out. It's like you know, Xbox 720 comes out, and then you complain about, you know, oh, I got to buy this now.
Well, that's different. It's a new console.
No, Halo 4, Halo 4 will, like, in a way, be running on, like, Xbox 360, like, 0.5.
Right.
You know what I mean? This is the last hurrah of this console. This is really pushing it. I mean, they probably just cannot do any better than this. I mean, this is like, you know, gonna blow up the console. This is the best thing that the 360 will ever have on it, basically. So it might just be like, it's just such a big game for the, you know, console, which is getting old. You know, that it's just like a technical thing.
I don't mind the capacity of possibly having two or three discs for Halo 4. That's fine. It's just the fact that you have to install such a big payload to play a functionality of the game.
But, it's not that big. Like, when so many people have 250 now, gig hard drives, like 8 gigs is, like, nothing.
Right.
And this isn't 2006.
I'm not talking about the technicality of it. I'm talking about the feasibility and the reasoning behind it.
Feasibility, I mean...
It's just
so it's so the game can run. It's so we can get, like, lots of content.
But you can get lots of content on the disc without having to require.
How do you know that? Maybe this game is so gigantic they just need to install it. Maybe they just, you know what I mean? Maybe the disc is enough because it's just so huge. You don't know.
But why would you? That doesn't make sense on why you would have to install something just because of size. Sure, if you want to. It should be a choice. It shouldn't be a requirement. Is what I'm trying
Maybe
to say.
Maybe it's like backup stuff. Like I'm saying, with this game pushing the limits of the 360, this is the biggest thing that will ever be on it, and it being so huge in content and in power, like the engine and everything. Maybe this 8 gigs is just like a bunch of backup stuff to make sure that this massive, you know, technical, you know, piece of content can run smoothly without it crashing, basically, like, screwing over your console just because it's such, you know, such powerful stuff for this, like, almost outdated console. Maybe it's all just backup, like, you know, stuff to make it run smoothly.
Well, I'm hoping it's just Spartan Ops stuff and it doesn't affect the war games aspect of it, because if it does that, then 343 is going to turn off a lot of people. Especially the MLG crowd.
How is it going to turn off MLG crowd?
Because they all run off of Xboxes with no hard drives on them. Well, I take that back. They don't. Not all hard drives.
Are they all dumb?
There's been no reason to. They've had the maps on disk. Well, I take that back. They have the. Never mind. I'm wrong. Because they have the custom maps. I take that back. But yeah. Still, that's an 8 gig install. That
just seems weird to me. I think the number of people playing Xbox 360 without a hard drive is like less than 1%. Like, it's insignificant. And that's their choice.
It's just having this kind of requirement seems very, very odd.
Is it a tax? Is it not a tax? Is it a tax on your hard drive? Is it a mandate on your hard drive?
Anyways. I'll let that topic go.
There just seems like similarities here. That's really reminding me of something else.
But yeah, let's move on to something else since we just talked about that for 50 minutes. Let us know what you guys think. Send us a comment or something, and we'll talk about it next show. The Forward Unto Dawn teaser, which, in my opinion, didn't tease that much, is now out. It came out, what, 4 or 5 days ago?
I mean, it doesn't really matter.
It was within the last week of this recording.
Yeah, recently.
So, it was basically just a camera shot of going down what looks like kind of a hull in a ship. Yeah, a hull in a ship of some kind. And then there's a Spartan standing at the end of it. And it looks very much like the screen that we've seen for the Forward Unto Dawn promo shots. So, I'm assuming it's probably the same pose. And we have the soldier chantings in the background. So, in terms of production quality, it looks really nice. But in terms of teasing anything, it didn't really do it for me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the production quality looks great.
I thought
it was
all right. It's a teaser. I thought it teased us. It's not supposed to be a full trailer.
But. Yeah, but as far as a teaser, you just don't tease like how it looks and how it sounds. But But don't you at least tease some like tiny portion of the story?
Oh, that's a trailer. We already know what the story's about. They've told us.
I don't know. I think they could have done a little more than what they put out for this.
We've gotten teasers of like a similar caliber. From Halo, like the Halo Reach teaser that of like showing the planet blowing up on the surface and stuff, and hearing the people screaming. I mean, that didn't tell anything about the story, and that was a fine teaser. Everyone liked that. It's like kind of similar here.
Well, told you Reach was falling.
We already knew it was falling since the beginning of Halo 1. It's not like a big surprise.
Yeah, we did. Not everyone else did though.
Well, screw them. I'm so sick of the casuals.
You know my
stance on this.
I don't know. I thought that teaser was better than this one.
I'm not saying like one's better than the other. I'm saying it's similar. Neither of them like gave us that much story, but I think like they're both good teasers. The teaser we got for Forward Unto Dawn, like, it's all right. You know, it was an okay teaser. I didn't mind it.
I mean, just having a camera shot going down a hall, and then showing up at the end of
we got a glimpse
with
a Spartan.
Yeah, but
I mean, I thought it looked pretty cool. I thought like there was some really good production. Quality.
Yeah, but in my opinion, that's all we got out of it, which it was a show off of the production quality, which maybe that's what they intended it to be. Maybe that's what they were going for in this teaser. But in terms of what I envisioned a teaser being, we didn't get any like small tidbit of a story. And I don't mind if it just was like the tiniest thing.
Yeah.
And people could be completely disagreeing with me right now. But I just don't. Yeah, the production quality is great. That's what I got out of it. So.
Sorry, I'm kind of sick. Yeah, I thought
But the trailer will be revealed at Comic-Con next week.
User. Good job, 343.
So. You have one good vote and one okay vote from our end. But yeah, if you're going to Comic-Con, you'll actually get the full trailer. And Comic-Con is July 12th through the 15th. And I'm assuming they will post it on Waypoint and our YouTube either during Comic-Con or after the event's done.
Yeah.
With that said, if we go into last week's... Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
All right.
I'm all right.
Daft is okay, people. So, Halo 4 is going to be publicly playable at RTX, which is actually this weekend, July 7th and 8th, which I wish I could go to so badly, but I cannot.
Sure.
So, have fun, everyone that's going to RTX. I hate you all. Because you can buy a Griff Ball as well, which sucks. I won't be able to get one. But you will be able to play all three Halo maps that have been shown off so far, including Longbow, which we got a nice little description in last week's bulletin.
Oh, yeah. Longbow.
Anything
it's
you want
to... It's like the, you know, the descendants of Sidewinder and, like, Avalanche and stuff.
Yeah, it looks really well done.
Yeah, I was impressed. I think it looks fun and detailed.
Yes, very detailed. One of the things that I pulled out of the bulletin is that it's supposed to be a prime target for one of the new game modes that they haven't announced yet.
Oh, what do you mean? Like one of the new game modes that will end up being very similar in spirit to Headhunter and the Stockpile? Meaning yeah, like, no one will ever play them and everyone will hate them?
We'll see. The thing is about those game types, everyone loved them in the beta, but then when the game came out, it just died.
It's because the beta was a different game. It really was, you know, when you think about it.
Kind of. But still, the principle of it.
The beta and Final Reach feel very different. Beta feels like kind of harder, but right, Final Reach people didn't like as much. I don't know, it was really weird.
I mean, it's just the concept of it that the beta part, the game types that we had in there, Headhunter and Stockpile, just weren't as popular.
I was never wowed by either. I mean, Stockpile's kind of tedious.
I thought they were fun.
Stockpile's like kind of, it can be kind of fun, but also it can be like kind of like tedious. Oh, now I gotta go out and grab this flag. Now I gotta put it back in here. Oh, look, he just took it out. Oh, I gotta get it back. Like,
for that is, those were good game types on Powerhouse, but once the game came out, Powerhouse wasn't played that much anymore.
Yes, the curse of being a beta map. When the final game comes out, no one wants to play you anymore.
Yep, Powerhouse and Sword Base.
Yeah.
Although they didn't exactly do the same thing in Halo 3, because Valhalla still played a lot.
Valhalla is like a good map all around.
Yeah.
I like Powerhouse. I'm one of the few people that actually really likes Powerhouse. I find it to be quite a fun map, and it's just kind of like, it's very sunny. Like, it's just like kind of like a very upbeat map. Like, it's spirited. I like it.
Even though Powerhouse is a smaller map, I think it plays better with a 6v6 kind of game type.
I find 4v4 kind of adequate, personally.
I think the map's
small for 6v6. In my untested opinion, it just like it feels like it'd be very crowded.
But it seems like there's also a lot of people with places can hide, and there's a lot
of
surprise.
Like the toilet? No, is it shower? Isn't it like a shower where the grenade launcher is in that building with the three story? Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of ironic. But Longbow, I think, is going to be a fan favorite, or I hope it is. I hope it turns out in the final game to be one of the more played maps because it looks fantastic. Definitely like what I saw during E3, and I can't wait to play it at PAX. Because that's the first thing I'm going to be able to go to that probably has it. So, yeah, if you're at RTX, have fun playing that. Or if you're at San Diego Comic-Con, you'll also be able to play it there as well. But RTX is the first event that it's going to be open to the public. Alright, so the last bulletin, or the bulletin from 2 weeks ago, has some information on the crawlers. So apparently the Watchers, which is little floating things, can summon these crawlers kind of out of thin air at whim.
So it's like spontaneous generation.
Yes, indeed.
The theory that if you want to make flies, put a piece of meat out, it creates flies. No, you morons living in the 1800s. The flies are attracted to the meat. It doesn't create flies.
Oh, that's funny. So, yeah, apparently these things just get materialized from stuff that's below the surface. So I guess these are basically, if you think of it kind of in the Star Trek way, the way that the holodeck works is actually makes energy into particles. So it's the whole theory of converting energy to solid matter and stuff. So I think it's basically something like this, where they just have kind of like a blueprint of something, and then they just kind of conjure it up on the spot. Now, there's also classes with these as well. So all these Promethean enemies are going to... It seems like they're going to have different classes. The ones that they list here are basic unit, a heavily armed unit, and then a long-range unit. So I'm assuming that the same thing's going to be with the knights. We're going to have different classes of knights, where one's probably like more of a brawler, and then another one's like a sniper of some kind. So we'll have to see kind of what other classes they have, if these are not... I'm assuming these are probably going to be the only three types. I wouldn't see them adding many more, at least for the crawlers. But it's interesting because I thought what they were doing was basically just teleporting crawlers in from like a store of crawlers. I didn't know they were just basically pulling them out of thin air.
You thought there was a warehouse of crawlers somewhere on Requiem?
Yeah, and just like...
Manufacturing them?
Yeah, like, well... Yeah, just standing by, and then when they're called into action, they get teleported across.
Sure, why not? Yeah, I mean, yeah. How is a drone creating a crawler out of thin air? It's the God particle, Higgs boson. Ugh.
Apparently, they discovered that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just like they're able to, make a black hole with a freaking. Hadron Collider in Sweden or whatever.
Right. Yeah. However you say that name. The Hadron Collider, yeah.
Yeah, Hadron, Helicon Collider, whatever.
The Helicopter Collider.
Yeah.
All right, and then there's a nice little animation video that they put in the bulletin as well. And I believe that we mentioned this on the last podcast, that the file share is back. I think we actually announced it while it got released, but if you hadn't had a chance, go to Waypoint and check out your file share. As far as I can tell, all the functionality that was in the Bungie.net file share is here. You have your file sets, you have your screenshots, game types, films. There's no Bungie Pro like service on Waypoint. They said they weren't going to do that, and they don't have any plans on bringing it back. But any rendered films that you do have are there. So you can go and rewatch those, re-download those to your liking. I think that's it. I think that covers pretty much all the information that we've got from Halo 4 over the past 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming we'll probably get some details out of RTX and Comic-Con. So we'll be back in 2 weeks to talk about whatever new details that we have out of those. And then... I'm getting my weeks off, but I think a week after that, that's going to be our 300th episode. So make sure you mark your calendars for July 28th, which is a Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And we will be broadcasting on our Ustream channel. To make it easier to get there, all you need to do is type in podtacular.com/live, and it will automatically redirect you to the Ustream page. So, that's it for content. A couple of closing remarks. Make sure you join us for Monday Night Matchmaking. We do that every Monday starting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And we usually have I think this last time we had 7 or 8 people show up. So, we would like to increase that, kind of get a full party going for stuff like Big Team. And then, after about an hour or so, we usually kind of fall down the customs if people are interested in doing any custom games. So if you're interested in playing with us, make sure you check that out. You can either send a message to me. My gamer tag is poddustorm. Space is applicable. You can send one to Karts, which his is Karts27. Or you can send one to Daftlink,
which is
Daftlink space I17.
Or an email.
Or email.
Email.
No, not this again. not this again.
Email.
Oh, gosh. No. Why, cruel world? Why?
Yeah. Anyways,
so, yeah, if you guys have any comments about any of the stuff that we talked about, especially the teaser trailer or the 8GB install, make sure you send us a comment. You can send a submission or any other Halo-related stuff, like funny tales or maybe maps you're working on. Send those to submissions@poddaggler.com, or you can use... And maybe you can help Daft get better from whatever he's struggling from over there.
I'm just tired. Okay. Please chime in on the 8GB install. Is it a tax on your hard drive? Is it not a tax on your hard drive? Is it an individual mandate on your hard drive, yes or no? Did they sell it as being an individual mandate when it was really a tax on your hard drive? Who knows? You don't know. You tell me.
Right. You can also call our listener voicemail, which is 206-339-6937, and leave a Halo-related message. We'll probably play those on the next show if we have a significant number, and we'll read out our submissions as well. Thank you guys for listening, and tune in 2 weeks, and we'll have our episode 299 out, and after that, 300. It's getting close. Mark your calendars. It's coming up fast. And hope that Daft gets better soon.
Yeah, I hope so too.
All right. Thanks again, guys, for listening. Keep on fragging those trucks.